This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. It's time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, and by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. And now, here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Let's start off today with a joke. How do you make a small fortune farming? You start with a large one. We've all heard remarks like this: farming is a risky business, and we know it. So what are farmers doing to manage risk? Well, some are either incorporating or forming a limited liability company. I spoke with Craig Ferguson, an estate planner from Salem.
The vast majority of people, I'm recommending we not do that. And in essence, we get into a double tax sort of situation. It makes it very difficult for the down the road, you know, many years, maybe a generation, as of course most everything I approach from an estate planning perspective. So as we pass something on to another generation, it's much harder to get what we call a stepped up basis on real estate. And of course we hope that our real estate always goes up. It doesn't always, but more often than not, over time it'll appreciate in value. And so it tends to tie the hands of the generation coming behind if we put land particularly into a corporation. If, on the other hand, we put the land into either a limited partnership or a limited liability company and have that company taxed as a partnership, then the land can still get a stepped-up basis at the time of death, and it helps make some of the capital gain tax problems go away.
Okay, so do you see more people who are going towards making the company instead of making the corporation?
Definitely when it comes to the ownership of land. Now, there are still some reasons to do corporations for maybe the operations, for the equipment, for, you know, how the cattle operation is run or things like that. But in terms of specifically to own land, it's a pretty rare thing. One situation where one might still use the corporation for land is if there really is a very long-term view of buying land, holding land, never selling the land, you know, generation after generation, never selling the land. A corporation can be run with good accounting and careful management, can be run to where there's a certain amount of profit in the corporation that is taxed, often it may be taxed at a lower tax bracket than the individual would be. And so if the, let's say the corporation makes $50,000 of net income, that's taxed, generally speaking here, the income tax rate 35%. Well, then that $50,000, if you never want to take it out of the corporation, but would prefer to actually leave it in and use it for land payments for buying more land, that's actually not necessarily a bad thing. But I'm you know, in hundreds of clients, I've only seen, you know, I can count them on one hand, the instances where it looked like that was really going to fit the overall picture for the family. Much more often, we're concerned about the fact that it really does sort of limit the ability to sell that ground at some point in the future without paying a lot of capital gain tax. Capital gain tax, I don't know, well, it probably matters to you and listeners. The fiscal cliff deal and Obamacare, between the two of them, have really made capital gain tax a much bigger issue than it used to be. In Illinois, we used to actually hit a maximum capital gain tax of 18%, 15% federal, and 3% state. Well, as a result of those two laws and over the last year or so, we're up to 28.8% now, because capital gain tax on the federal level can be 20, And on any kind of a large sale, a sale of farm ground or something like that, it would be at that maximum rate. Obamacare's tax on a 3.8% tax, and the state of Illinois income and capital gain tax has gone from 3 to 5. So you stack them all together, and you're at almost 29% instead of 18%. So that's just in the last, basically the last year, that's really gone up a lot. So that's a much bigger planning, or a bigger planning concern than it used to be.
Right, a much larger.
In the context of a corporation, where trapping capital gain tends to be a concern, that's one of the reasons it's even more of a concern than it used to be.
Right, a larger hurdle to jump over nowadays.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Again, that was Craig Ferguson, an estate planner from Salem. Stay tuned after the break for more from Craig Ferguson.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
The time to start planning your 2014 whole farm needs is now. Visit your local crop specialist for a whole farm plan to help integrate your farm input needs. By matching up seed and crop protection programs, M&M Service can ensure you are getting the most out of your hard-earned dollar. M&M Service has the tools and resources to help you budget your farm's needs. As 2013 comes to a close, the entire staff at M&M Service Company would like to wish you and your families a safe and happy holiday season. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Did you know the Macoupin County Farm Bureau provides discount health products and travel services for you and your family? Macoupin County Farm Bureau provides an optical program, which saves you up to 30% on eye care products and services. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau can also be your travel agent and help you save on individual or group trips. And there are also savings on Beltone hearing services. Now that's service. For more details, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and service.
Big name farming has become almost taboo today. Many consumers find themselves scared or untrusting if they hear their food comes from a corporation or a company. But this is becoming a tool some families can utilize to help keep a handle on their family farm. Here's Craig Ferguson with more.
That would be fair. Especially, let's say, if you go with the limited liability company approach, because it doesn't have some of the same accumulating tax problems that a corporation can have. A limited liability company certainly provides some tools for one generation to start transferring ownership, transferring management, transferring control of the business, of the farm, both the farmland as well as operations, to another generation, and just gradually moving that down. And it can be very much just a family farm that we're talking about, even though it's an LLC or a corporation.
Right. And if families are interested in trying to make their farm into an LLC to help more easily transfer it to the next generation, where would they start looking for help on this?
Well, for the most part, it's going to be tax planning, and that can be both the accountant, the CPA, enrolled agent kind of person, FBFM, whoever they're working with on their income tax planning, and normally some kind of estate planning professional. Attorneys typically do more of that than the accountants do. So the relationships with those kind of professionals are going to be critical. I personally, I think that you've got to have kind of get over the hurdle of or the objection to not wanting to go, you know, see that professional for that advice because it costs too much or whatever. It's too complicated a world now. You've just kind of got to bite the bullet and get a relationship with those kind of professionals that you can trust, and you know, make them fully disclose their fees and everything in advance so there won't be any surprises. But then just, you know, it's kind of like a seed salesman or you know, other trusted professional for the farmer. A client the other day was telling me, I don't even tell my seed salesman what number or what seed I need. I tell him how many acres I've got and how many I want to plant a corn, how many I want to plant a beans, and say, you know, you tell me in my area. You're the professional on that. And I think it's a little bit like that with the tax planning and the business planning like that. You just need to find professionals that you trust, that prove themselves to be trustworthy, and let them help lead you through. At the same time, and I recently wrote an article about this, you know, an attorney does need to tell a client, and an accountant needs to tell a client what strategies and what are the best tools to use, but at the same time, not tell the client what they want to do. A client needs to be very forthright and open-minded in terms of, do you want this farm to pass on to where a particular kid gets to farm it? You know, what are the details of what you want that picture to look like? Those are personal goals. Take those personal goals to the professional and say, you help me from the tax and estate and, you know, those kind of laws point of view. You help me figure out how to accomplish my personal objective. So there really has to be kind of, I call it a co-creative counseling experience. Client bring creative personal goals to the table. Professionals bring creative legal and tax planning strategies to the table, and together build a plan that's really personalized to the family.
And what would be some main things to consider if someone is contemplating doing this with their farm or ag land? What would be kind of maybe the big flashing light of why you would want to or why you would not want to jump into forming an LLC or making a corporation?
I'm not sure I'm going to answer that question the way you intended it, but if you go to some professionals, they tend to have a favorite thing. You know, the answer to every problem is an LLC, or the answer to every problem is a corporation, or the answer to every problem is a dynasty trust, or the answer to, you know, so they have sort of their bag of favorite hammers, and then every thing that the client brings in looks like a nail to that professional. So, you know, I really tend to push clients to say, to not start by assuming, okay, so I think I need an LLC or I think I need a corporation, but step back from that and say, what do you want to accomplish? What is it? What is your goal? And then maybe this kind of corporation or that kind of corporation might be one of the tools we use to accomplish that goal. One thing that didn't come up yet, but you know, there are two very different kinds of corporations. One we call a C corporation, and one we call an S corporation. S kind of implies small business, but it's a chapter of the Internal Revenue Code as well. But anyway, an S corporation is taxed differently than a C corporation. Has some fewer drawbacks, but still has some of the same capital gain problems over the long term. But I think really to try to still answer that question, don't go in assuming that I need a particular legal entity. Rather, focus on what you want the real world to look like. Who do you want to be in charge of your farm? Who do you want to get your farm? Who do you want to start making decisions in your farm? And then seek that counsel, seek the tax advice, say, how can we accomplish that? What one of these tools, if any, maybe none of them are even appropriate, no LLC, no corporation, maybe none of them are really appropriate for what the tools or for what those objectives are. So
right.
Just stay away from being you know, kind of pigeonholed into, do I need this entity or do I need that entity? But step back and stay focused on the goals.
Right. It would be important to get the big picture down before you start worrying about all the details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Step back and kind of imagine what you want the house to look like, and then ask the architect to help you build it.
Again, that was Craig Ferguson, an estate planner in Salem. Be sure you tune in tomorrow for Saturday's Horse Show, airing at 6 in the morning and 12:45 in the afternoon. That's all for today's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.